See, today, if you have turned on a light, entered a building, driven a car, made a phone call, switched on a computer, used the gym, or visited a doctor, then mining is an important part of your life. Why? Because all these minerals and metals come from below, from our earth. Just see, other than the sun, rain, and the wind above the earth, all other products that we use in everyday life has to come from somewhere, and that is coming from within the earth.
I'm Jitendra Singh, banker turned entrepreneur and author of the book Perfect Mastering the Art of Selling. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and more. Today, I have with me Mr. George Verghese. He is a mining engineer with post-graduation in marketing management. He has begun his career in the world famous Kolar Gold field as an intern and has risen to the top position on the corporate ladder. Mr. Verghese was associated with various MNC mining product organization of repute such as ICI Explosives, Sandvik Mining, and Furukawa Drills, to name a few, over the past 3 decades, and of his work experiences. During his professional career, he was involved in promoting and marketing mining equipment and products into the industry across India and abroad, and that involves extensive traveling, making him a true globetrotter. He has been an entrepreneur since 2016, when he founded and nurtured the organization AdvantEdge, based in Bangalore. AdvantEdge is the consulting and business firm that promotes machinery and rock tools in India, Southeast Asia, and South America. The company has also tied up with local entrepreneurs across the globe, where there is a market for high-quality made-in-India mining products. The organization has a dedicated team of technocrats who cater to running a professionally managed, full-maintained contract, FMCs, for hydraulic drilling machine at various mining locations. So today, Mr. Verghese would be sharing his life journey with us. So let us hear from him. Welcome, sir. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Good morning, Jitendra. Thank you for having me on this discussion. I'm sure we will have a good interactive session in the next 10 or 20 minutes. So you can go ahead and ask me whatever you feel like.
Sure, sir. So it would be a pleasure to have you. First thing I'd like to know from you is how did your past life has affected the person who you wanted to be in your life and what you are?
Oh, so when you mention past life, I understand it as my earlier life, part of life.
Yes.
Okay. So as a child, I had interest in seeing places and the eagerness to travel. I was also fascinated by airplanes and air travel subsequently. I need to mention here, I came into the mining industry more by chance and also by the fact that I was brought up in Kolar Gold Fields, which is a town 100 kilometers away from Bangalore.
Right, and we heard about KGF in the movie KGF 1 and KGF 2.
Yeah, so that's true. KGF has got a very glorious past, over 120 years of mining of gold. It started by the Britishers, and during the working time of Kolar Gold Fields, there were about 900 tons of gold that was excavated. And a lot of the general public would not know the difficulty that miners take in bringing this gold out. For instance, they need to travel. At least the Kolar Gold Fields was one of the deepest mines during those times, and the depth was 3.2 kilometers down from Earth. From Earth's surface, 3.2 kilometers down. So
that's
that is
huge.
That's huge. So that's the kind of challenging job that a mining engineer or the mining fraternity takes to bring the minerals and metals to surface.
Right.
That's what KGF, it's now closed in the year 2000, at the end of the century. It closed down due to various reasons, due to productivity concerns and the depth going higher than, and then the cost of production of gold was higher than the market value. So that's the reason that they
closed
down in the year 2000. So it had a glorious past, like I mentioned, 120 years. Many people know only by the film now, but then if they get an opportunity, they have to still go and see this wonderful town, which is not as wonderful as it used to be in those times, but still it's worth sitting. So going further, although the mining profession seemed lucrative in terms of getting an immediate job for me, it dawned on me at that time that my work and career, if continued in coal mining, would restrict my life into remote mining areas. As you know, mining areas are not in the city, they are far away from the city. It was a conscious decision of mine to get into marketing, in the marketing field. However, I did ensure that I would remain within the mining industry itself. So marketing into the mining industry. Therefore, armed with reasonable communication skills from KGF school that had mostly Anglo-Indian teachers who would teach and train us, and passing out from the School of Mines, Kolag Gold Fields, that has a mining, that's why I have a mining background. And with commitment and hard work that I had set up for myself in life, I could achieve whatever goals I had set up time to time. And yes, my ambition of seeing cities and countries across the world while meeting people and experiencing a bit of several cultures was achieved. So that's about my earlier life and how I was, in a way, successful in achieving what I had in mind as a child.
Right, that's wonderful. And if I talk about things you are passionate about in your life, so what are those things?
Passionate about something in life. See, I would put it like this way. Life is nothing but time on earth. I use this word, letter L is equal to T. L is for life and T is equal to time. So life is nothing but time on earth. That is God-given time on earth. Okay?
Right.
I also believe in the tagline, life is only once. So make the best of it while we are still here. That's the tagline I use. I follow, in a large sense, I follow that. Now, since you asked what is passionate, living a contented and healthy, happy life with family, friends and relatives to care and share is the most important aspect to success in life. The upbringing by my parents to be honest and loving to others has helped me in that direction. Therefore, being a good human is the most important aspect. I am passionate about being that in life.
That's really wonderful. And being contented about life is really important, because you can have so many things in life and being unsatisfied. So satisfaction is very important in life. Whatever you do, you feel satisfied, happy. And also, you should always be there to help and support your family, friends, colleagues. So that is really wonderful thing. So now, if I ask about your work and experiences, like how you started your career, what all you did in your career, and how you started your entrepreneurial journey.
About the Kolag Gold Fields, I began my career at the world famous Kolag Gold Fields as an intern at the mine, and then subsequently, as I mentioned, I had an interest in seeing places, so therefore I went into marketing into the mining industry.
Right.
Like I mentioned about KGF, it was the deepest mines until the 20th century before the advent of modern day technology. The mines has hence been shut down for various reasons which I already mentioned, but the government of India is thinking innovatively to revive these mines and hope to see the glory of the past.
Right.
That's about my beginning in Kolag Gold Fields. Subsequently, I was associated with various MNC mining product organizations of repute, such as ICI Explosives, Sandvik Mining, Furukawa Drills. These were some of the companies which I did work for over 3 decades. During my professional career, I was involved in promoting and marketing of mining equipment and products into the industry across India and abroad. I involved intensive traveling, making me a kind of globetrotter. Since 2016, I have been an entrepreneur when I started and nurtured this organization called AdvantEdge. This is based in Bangalore. It's a consulting business firm that promotes machinery and rock tools in India, in Southeast Asia and South Americas. The company has tied up with various entrepreneurs across the globe. There is a market for high quality made in India products, mining products. So the organization has also a dedicated team of technocrats in India who cater to running professionally managed full maintenance contracts for hydraulic drilling machines at various mining locations. So this is something about my work experience. I've been over 3 decades since I've been in this field now.
Wonderful. So on curiosity side, when you were when you joined KGF as an intern, till you get into marketing side of the business, you were in fields. So what kind of experience was there when you were in fields? You were part of the mining team. How was the experience? What were the job responsibilities there?
I joined initially as a trainee, and subsequently what we had to do is we had to take a group of a team of people down into the earth through various lifts. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it's about 3.2 kilometers. So yes, you don't reach 3.2 kilometers straight away. We go to a distance of about 0.7 kilometer in the lift, get down, then walk up a kilometer or so, then catch another lift and then go. Okay. Yeah, so some of them are vertical lifts, some of them are inclined lifts. Okay. So to reach the ore body, see, gold occurs in a certain ore called the quartzite. Yeah, people who have seen quartzite, it is it's white in color, it's translucent. Within that mineral only, this metal gold appears.
Okay.
So when you go into the mines, you can see that it's not all over in the mine, but there is a certain the mineral takes a certain shape and flows in a certain direction. So we actually have to mine that particular thing and bring it up to that area. Is drilled, blasted, first is drilled for creating holes, then it's filled with explosives, people are moved out, and then it's blasted. So in the second shift, they muck means they clear this and load it onto the it's called a bandy in those days. In BGML, it was called Bharat Gold Mines Limited, was the company. It was called a bandy. Load that, and then that is taken to the surface by another lift, which is for materials only. It goes to the mill where it's powdered and gold is extracted to a certain process at the mill. That's a total different process, the mill process. So
okay, so it is extracted in stone form, then transported to the mill, then it is converted into pieces, and pieces are powdered, then gold is extracted.
That's right.
It's interesting process. What we see and what we thought of, gold mines, we would be having bricks of gold.
One ton of rock, if you take, you will hardly get 5 or 6 grams of gold. One ton of rock is 1,000 kilos, and in after the process at the mill, where it is powdered, and then the mill will get about 5 to 6 grams of gold. So that's
the reason it is becoming so costly to extract gold.
That's the reason gold is expensive, but it's one of the most ductile and lasting metal. So
right,
from which jewelry is made. That is why all over the world gold is, especially women are fond of gold, and in India, Indian women have a lot of jewelry, especially where they wear it for marriages, or when a bride is married off, they need to come with so much of gold and things like that. So general public may not know the difficulty that the jewelry that they are wearing has gone through before it comes onto them. Yeah.
Correct. It's really a big task to achieve, because so many people are working onto it, and that too, the process is so long and time consuming, as well as cost is also involved, is huge.
Yeah, I must point out that the mining, since you asked about my mining, it is a rugged industry in the sense there is a risk involved, but at the same time, the risk involved for workers and for people working there. But at the same time, mining is one of the industry which gives safety the topmost concern. Product safety before productivity. That is how the slogan is: safety before productivity. Even if you don't produce, okay, but safety of people is important. So just to give you an idea of
how this industry works.
Yeah, the risk is there, but then the safety features, safety protocol procedures are in place. So it's a challenging job, interesting job. Yeah, that's it.
That's really wonderful to hear about it, because what we see is the product, which is there to wear, but we don't see the struggle behind the process. So that's really wonderful. So now you are a full-fledged into entrepreneurial journey. So what is your vision, mission and goal for next 5 to 10 years from now?
Okay, the words vision, mission and goal in life, in my opinion, can the meaning of it can overlap each other to some extent. Correct. But still, from what I can understand, vision for me is to be a successful entrepreneur in the field that I have selected, which is providing full maintenance contracts and tie-ups to machines and tie-ups in various countries where made in India quality products are required. So that's my vision. And the government of India is encouraging local manufacturing, so that helps us in promoting these products outside India as well. Coming to mission, as the name of my company suggests, it's two words clubbed together: advantages and edge. So those two words I combined and created this name. So when a customer ties up with us, or when we become a client with a customer, they have several advantages tying up with us.
Right.
And I can assure the company which ties up that we'll have an edge over the competition.
Wonderful.
There are various companies, but I can confidently tell them that we will always have an edge over the competition, so that the customer gets better benefits from us than the competitor. That is what the mission of it, and the goal in life, in terms of professional, in the professional field, is to be an expert leader in the field that I have selected.
Wonderful. So moving on to the next one, what are the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal and professional journey so far?
What I have learned is over the years, and what changed my thinking from childhood to now is, one is, money is not everything in life. Number two is, good health is more than wealth. I remember as a child people saying health is wealth, but I am telling you, health is more than wealth. Okay, and do not believe all that you hear and accept everything on face value, but to take matters you are told or hear with a pinch of salt. Do that, it will save you a lot of trouble. And lastly, coming back to money, is without money one is equal to a dead wood or log. At the same time, there is no point in getting to be a billionaire and then have poor health and broken relationships. Nobody wants anything in this world, including assets or property that you have worked hard or claimed that you have earned. Because this is a very important statement: money is never yours. It's just you. It's your turn to use it. Money is never yours. It's just your turn to use it. If you have money and you don't use it, it goes away. You are gone, and it's just so. See, money is never yours. It's the resource is available by which you can use this money and make use of it. So that's my take on important lessons I've learned in life.
And that is really wonderful thing. Like in the nutshell, you have spoken about these important things which are really part and parcel of our life, and it can help us or make or break us. So really important. And if I talk about, like you already mentioned about mining industry, how it works, what it is all about. So on to it further, like how mining is so important in our daily life.
Very important question you are asking, because the general public and a lot of them are not aware of how mining plays an important role in everyday life, in our human life on earth. See, today if you have turned on a light, entered a building, driven a car, made a phone call, switched on a computer, used the gym, or visited a doctor, then mining is an important part of your life. Why? Because all these minerals and metals come from below, from our earth. See, other than the sun, rain and the wind above the earth, all other products that we use in everyday life has to come from somewhere, and that is coming from within the earth. And therefore, mining engineers or the mining fraternity play an important role in bringing these minerals and metals to the surface, and then it's converted into products. For example, the car you drive, we don't think of from where this car has arrived. The car consists of so much of steel. If it is an electric vehicle, it consists of, say, they say about 70 kilos of copper. Okay, if it's electric, which is the new present trend. So, see, from foundation to roofs, power plants to windmills, roads and bridges, communication towers and data storage centers, everything begins with mining. Roads, railways, buildings, stadiums, airports, see, ports, you name it. These are all, there's a material, all these industries dependent on one metal, which is steel. And the steel comes from iron ore. This is available, ore is available in certain pockets in India. So from where we take this iron ore, and like I told again earlier, how gold ore is taken and gold is extracted. Similarly, iron ore is taken and sent to the mill where it is, the steel is extracted from it. Fe, call it Fe in but it's a steel, Fe content that decides on the ore, the percentage of Fe in the ore will decide the quality of it. So just to give you some example, 66 number of minerals are used in an average computer or a laptop. 66 minerals.
Okay.
29 right. Minerals from electricity to homes and business places. So even if you take a mobile phone, where does the mobile phone come from? It doesn't come from sky and cloud. It's manufactured, and so manufacturing process requires the raw material, and raw material comes from within our Mother Earth. So that is about
right.
It is in everyday life.
Correct. So if we talk about any product which we use, have some content from the nature of like mining industry, and if we see the production cycle back end, then also we can see there are so many products used in manufacturing as well. Like car, we use petroleum, then metal which is made up of, and apart from that, these days we are using battery and electric vehicles. Those are made up of the material which is produced through mining. So every aspect of whatever we are using have some like process of mining. Either it is like mix of products which is coming from mining, or maybe the production which is taking backend is using the products which are coming from mining. So everything I think would be having some or the other aspect of mining industry onto it.
That's true.
That's really wonderful to know, and like most people would not be aware of. So if I talk about the career options in mining industry, what are the these options available to people, and how easy or difficult is to getting into an mining industry and finding a suitable job?
See, the mining industry in India per se is one of the core industries of the economy. It provides, like I mentioned, raw materials to many important industries. India is the world's second largest coal producer and the fifth largest country in terms of the coal deposits.
Okay.
India targets about 1.2 billion tons of coal production by the year 2023-24. So it is a lucrative industry, especially when it comes to job opportunities. A mining person or a mining engineer finds a job very easily, unlike other fields. He is wanted.
Right.
So for him, a job is not a problem. The industry requires them to come over. So that's the plus point of it. And see, to give you an example, in India alone, there are about 1 lakh mining companies. So I did read some 95,000 mining companies in India alone. In the world, there are about 4 lakh mining companies.
That's really huge.
Yeah, 4 lakh is huge in the world, I'm saying. So out of that, 1 lakh in India alone. So
India alone is like 1 lakh, which is really huge if we talk about any industry. So it is such a big industry.
That's true. So with that, you can also understand that how rich in minerals India is. India is very rich in those. In fact, India's mineral wealth was known to the world since ancient times. Just in case you're unaware, India produces 95 minerals.
Wonderful.
Therefore, in terms of job opportunities, the industry needs people. Relatively, mining falls under a tougher and risky industry, like I mentioned, Ajay. But remember, safety is given top priority. Safety before productivity is the slogan at most of the mines. So job opportunities are good. There is engineering colleges in several parts of India, and the moment you complete your engineering, there's good chances of you picked up quickly.
Right.
So it's a lucrative industry, and if people want a comfortable life, in the sense they want to be in some place and live a life where, usually mining has colonies, you know, the quarters and all facilities, the hospitals, clubs, and also little of its own. So if people are contented, some people prefer that, to be in a little town with all the facilities and a job at on hand, the family near you, and then that's the best thing to select, the mining industry.
Right. There are other challenges as well, but if you want to have a peaceful life, then that is the better place to live, because metros, we see so much of pollution, so much of crowd. So that way, it is better option.
Yeah, that's a good option available for people who are yet to, people to, who are yet to know about the mining field.
Right.
This option to select your career and live a comfortable life at the mining towns, which is away, generally away from the city.
So job roles related to mining industry would be related to majorly into extraction.
Yeah, mining is, see, there are different kinds of mines. It's in the one is the open cast mines, where you don't go very deep on the surface itself, you get your ore. For example, iron ore, usually available on the surface on hills and valleys, where they create a mine and extract the ore. It's only certain minerals like gold, copper, zinc that are sometimes available only in deep inside the earth. So there it is the underground. So there are two kinds of mines. One is the open cast mines, which I just mentioned, and then the underground mines. So major big companies in India are NMDC Limited, that is National Mineral Development Corporation, and then we have Coal India in the eastern part of our country, which produces a lot of coal, and then we have Hindustan Zinc, which produces zinc. It is now taken over by the Vedanta Group, that is in Rajasthan and other areas, and then we have Moil Manganese Ore. Again, a government company. Then you have Hatti Gold Mines in Karnataka, besides the Kola, which is closed, which I mentioned here. Hatti Gold Mines produces gold. And Uranium Corporation of India. These are the major companies in India where somebody wishes to get into the industry after the studies can join these various good companies to as a career.
Right. So now moving back to you again, sir, if I talk about you, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while meeting audiences or large gatherings of people? So what do you think, plus or minus of the same is?
I don't know about the plus and minus, but I can tell you I used to be an introvert as a child. However, as I grew up and obtained knowledge, as we all do, I gained confidence, and now people say I'm an extrovert. However, I personally would still prefer to put myself in the category of ambivert. So that is between an introvert and an extrovert. But if you ask me, but usually when we meet people who are strangers, I am the first one to break the ice. For example, if you are traveling on a train or a plane and my co-passengers, I am usually the first one to strike the conversation with them. But yes, I am a bit skeptical when it comes to addressing large gatherings.
Right.
I don't know about the plus and minuses. A little bit I can tell you, I think. About the minuses, being an extrovert is that he listens less. See, listening is a very important aspect in communication. I feel extroverts listen less but talk more. So they are missing out on certain points. So that could be a little minor, kind of a minus point. But we need extroverts also, you know, to sometimes in a group to break the ice and to start on communication. We need those kind of people as well. Introverts are also good because they listen and they have a lot of knowledge with them, and they'll give it to you very slowly and softly when the time arises only. So that's about
right. That's really a wonderful thought. If I talk about the kind of support you got in your journey, who were the people supported you the most?
See, I believe in the Almighty God who created us, and I believe that He has supported me all through. If at all one considers me successful, there is a saying, behind every successful man there stands a woman. Men's success often depends on the support and work of their wives or female partners. Yes, it was my spouse. And I tell you why. As my work took me to several places, away from home for several days, sometimes months as well, my wife back home took care of the children and the house matters, and enabling me to focus on work.
Correct.
So these are, I think these, God supported me, and that's of course my partner in life.
Great, that's really wonderful. So if I talk about kind of motivation and inspiration, which is really important in our life, what is your motivation and inspiration in your life?
You talk who was my motivation or inspiration in life. I would mention one of them was my own father, who was strict with us. He was systematic in life, thrifty, and also a financial wizard. Besides him, there are many who inspired me in life. However, without taking names, I could for sure give credit to one of my bosses, a senior boss, who taught me the significance of keeping one's word and also the importance of keeping up time. Two words.
Right.
Word and time are two magical words that I now realize that one needs to cling on if success is what the objective of life is. Two magical right. words, word and time. I was taught by someone, I tried my best to keep it up, and I guess I've been to some extent successful because of clinging on to them.
Right. And you just spoken about success, so on to it further. What is your take on success? How does it look like to you?
See, the word success is relative. See, what seems being successful to one may or may not be to another. Therefore, as long as you have basic necessities met, money to take care of your needs, you are happy with good health and get sound sleep at night, that is success to me. At the same time, I would like to say one should never compare one's life with another or the level of success with that of another. I will tell you why. I strongly believe in the Almighty, or in other words, the Creator. What we are and what we see around us is all a creation. So in my understanding, if there is a creation, there definitely is a Creator. He has set a different path for each individual, for each person, and if you believe in that, one should be content with the path one has been given or he has chosen. So that's my take on success.
Great, it's really wonderful because we always have certain thoughts about success, and it is really understand to have our own ways of understanding it and achieving it. That's really important part. So any message or advice you would like to share with our audience, viewers and listeners?
There are a few points I would like to share since you asked me about the message going to the your viewers and listeners. See, giving back to society is important. After you reach a certain age, giving back to society becomes important. Success is not measured by having a lot of money and spending it lavishly on yourself or oneself. All that you have earned is from this earth and this society. And therefore, while you live happily, giving back a bit to the society or stretching out a helping hand to the lesser privileged ones is important. That's one of it. And then remember, life needs to be wholesome, which is a combination of health, finance and relationship that needs to be given equal importance. Therefore, 33.33% of each will add up to 100%. Health, finance and relationship. So you cannot have 50% on finance and 25% on health and relationship. It's to be divided unequally.
Right.
Also, a lot of career-minded people run too fast in life. So what I would like to tell is, running too fast all the time in life can get you faster 6 feet under. I guess you follow what I say. So there's no point in running all the time in life after a career and after money. That will get you faster in 6 feet under. I mean, is into your grave faster. So that is not what God has planned for you. God has brought you into this world. It's not for that. Then the last point is to be patriotic to your own country.
Yes,
we are proud that many Indians are doing well abroad, and some of them are heads of several large international organizations. However, the brain drain that is currently happening should stop, because India needs you and you need India. Our nation, India, is an ancient one, but a wonderful one in terms of people, history, climate, location, resources, etc. I'm telling you this because I traveled a bit around the globe, and India is a wonderful place in terms of location, climate, the culture that we have. So it's a wonderful place to be in. Stay in India. You study here. So you give back to India from what you learned in this country. So
right.
That should be your focus. One's focus to be patriotic, to be a nationalist.
Wonderful thoughts, and it will be really wonderful to follow these things in our daily life, and it will give us great impact, positive side. Wonderful, sir. And I must say, it was amazing insights, amazing information you have shared about mining industry, and you have shared your learnings as well and your journey too. It was really amazing hearing you today about so many things, and I really enjoyed the conversation. Looking forward to hear more from you soon again. Thank you so much, sir. It was
really wonderful having you here.
Thank you once again, Jitendra, for having me on this discussion. I hope this little interview you had will be useful to some of our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. And I will also share your social media link so that people can be in touch with you, take your help and guidance wherever they feel like. So that will be kind of support to them and probably help to them as well. So guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so very much, everyone, for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.